Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
You know, I love talking about Joe Biden. It really does make my life much, much better, much more fun. I enjoy it. I really do. Not just because he's a competitor and I respect him. I respect the Democratic Party. I respect the people that back him. I do. You know, but he's also a lot of fun. Sometimes he says things that just, they stick with you, man. Okay. And I know President Trump says some things that stick with you as well, but man, Joe's got George W. Bush beat as far as saying some of the strangest things that just make absolutely, positively, unequivocally zero sense. The dude's a gaffe machine. We already knew that. But now, at least over the last several months, people say it's been years. I don't think it has. I think that when we look at how he was March-ish of 2019, when he first announced, he still seemed relatively sharp. He wasn't sharp as in like 2016 sharp. You know, if you want to see Joe Biden how he was just 4 years ago, watch his speech at the Democratic National Convention. It was solid. Okay, I disagreed, but it was solid. You know, I thought, man, if he runs, if he had ran instead of Clinton, that they would have had a much, much better chance, at least the 2016 Joe Biden. Now, 2019, 2020 Joe Biden, totally different story. 2019, he was already showing some signs. 2020, the last 3 months, 4 months or so, there's a reason why he never answers questions of the press anymore. There's a reason why he's very quick with his sound bites and he moves on. There's a reason why the press doesn't press him. They don't do their job with him. And there's a reason why I am still a very firm believer that there will be no debates. I don't think there's going to be debates. I think that they will. They're already starting to put out little things here and there about stuff. I've got a clip real quick. I just want to play this. You know, on the scale of things that Joe Biden said, this is up there as one of the oddest. Okay, it's not the worst. He said some pretty bad things. Trump said some bad things. They both, you know, politicians say bad things. That's what they do. You know, if you got a politician that never says anything bad, be wary, because that means that there's something a little suspicious about them. They're more political than perhaps they should be. Anyway, so this is a clip from, I believe it was yesterday. Could have been today. Don't know. But we're going to play it, and just for the sheer oddity of it, stand by. And odd it is. Oh, wow. That's odd. Almost cringeworthy. Here we go. Turn on audio, share, and make sure we got that spotlighted. Sorry, again, I'm trying to produce this as a one-man show. Is challenging, so bear with my clumsiness. Here we go.
And I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear.
Wow.
And go home and get me pillows. They would make sure they'd actually, probably nothing ever taught in, you can't do it in the COVID time, but they'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
Okay. I got nothing. You know what the funny part is that I actually showed this to a few of my Democrat friends. And when I say a few, we'll say a lot on Twitter and a few in real life. And there was only one response. There is only one response to this. Yeah, but Trump. What about Trump's this? What about Trump's that? What about Trump this? What about Trump that? At no point, listen, Joe Biden's supporters, they don't try to address his unambiguous, very blatant mental acuity decline. Okay? They don't. They just redirect. There is absolutely no one, literally, I've never seen anybody come out and say, well, you know, actually, Joe Biden's mental acuity is just fine. What are you saying there? It's just you're just taking it out of context, or you're this, that, or the other. They used to say those things. Okay, just a few months ago, they used to say, "Oh yeah, we know he's a gaffe machine. Who cares?" Okay, what are you, an ageist? All these other narratives. Now it's more like, it's like, okay, yeah, Joe said that, or did Joe really? Oh, he did. They don't address it. They just say, "Yeah, but what about Trump's this? What about Trump's that? What about Trump? What about Trump? What about Trump? Orange man bad. What about Trump?" They know, and they don't care. And I think that a lot of it is they don't care because they don't actually expect him to be president. They know, okay, he's not going to be president, even if he wins the election. He might be president, you know, in theory, okay. He might actually be technically living in the White House for a short period of time, until he's replaced by whoever his running mate is, okay, until he steps down or is removed. And then, but even while he's, if he were to win, he is in office, it's the cabinet. This is what they're thinking. They think, oh, don't worry, the cabinet will take care of it. All he's got to do is sign off. You know, he doesn't have to talk very often. He doesn't have to read from a teleprompter, which he's demonstrated time and time again over the last month and a half that he's now incapable of doing. He used to be able to do just fine. Now he can't. Can't read from a teleprompter. Gets the words mixed up. Stumbles over himself. Can't see it quite the way that he used to. It's just the words aren't forming into words for him in the teleprompter anymore. So they even stopped doing that about a week and a half ago. I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. They've given up on that. The campaign is doing everything they can to keep it together. And his supporters, they don't try to address. They don't be like, oh my gosh, you guys are crazy. Joe's policies are rock solid. Joe's history, okay, that his history is as a lawmaker, what he's been able to do over the last 4-5 decades has been incredible. Okay, nobody's saying that. They're just saying, orange man bad. What about Trump? Trump is this, Trump is that. We have to get Joe Biden in there. It doesn't matter if he doesn't really know what state he's in at any given moment. That's what it's devolved to. It's just hatred for Trump that drives Joe Biden at all. It's the sad part is that had they nominated, you know, they didn't know the coronavirus was going to come around. They didn't know the George Floyd riots were going to come around. But in retrospect, if they had a time machine, I guarantee you they would have nominated Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders, the Trump supporters are going to kill me for saying this. Given the situation, given what's happened with the coronavirus and with the Black Lives Matter riots and everything, if they had nominated Bernie Sanders, he would have won. He would be winning right now by 30 points. Okay. Joe Biden is winning because he's barely there. He's not in the news. He's releasing policies, you know, text versions of policies. He's not going out and speaking about it, pushing it, selling it. He's dropping press releases that he didn't write about policies that he really knows nothing about. If they had nominated Bernie Sanders, or look, any of them, okay, considering the coronavirus, considering Black Lives Matter riots, George Floyd riots, considering everything that we've seen, if they had nominated just about anybody else, Andrew Yang would be winning heartily right now. I don't know about Kamala Harris. Elizabeth Warren, yeah, has had a little bit of a challenge, I'd say. Amy Klobuchar would definitely be winning if she had gotten nominated, you know, winning by a lot. Joe Biden has name recognition. Joe Biden has the respect of a good chunk of the minority vote. And that was, you know, Bernie Sanders' Achilles heel. He just couldn't get his message across to minorities. But Joe Biden could, and even though that includes a horrible history, you know, when it comes to racism, people just ignore Biden's history of racism. I'm sure he's evolved. I'm not saying that he's a racist today, but, you know, I mean, hey, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Right? Because he's not a racist. At least that's what he says. Anyway, there have been mistakes made throughout this campaign on both sides. Like I said, with the left, I think it's because they nominated by far the wrong guy. You know, they nominated the guy that probably would have been the right guy had he not been in mental decline and had there been no coronavirus. Okay, he was the best of bad choices, I guess you could say. With the coronavirus, with his mental decline, and with the Black Lives Matter riots, this could have been a runaway for them. again, with, and I'm not supporting, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying giving my support to Bernie Sanders or saying that he would have been good. He just, given the narrative, current narrative today, he would have won. He would have been embraced wholeheartedly by all of this stuff. You would have been getting endorsements from corporations that had never given endorsements before. Why? Because he is the Black Lives Matter type of candidate. Joe Biden's not. Joe Biden's entire career has spent opposing Black Lives Matter. Okay, and before Black Lives Matter existed, the policies that he promoted, basically the life that he lived was based upon a separate. You know, he was very popular with Black voters because he was tough on crime. He was very popular with the evangelical Black voters, especially because he wanted to clean up streets. Okay, that message doesn't resonate anymore. Not with the Democratic Party, not with the Democratic base, the radical base of the Democratic Party. Okay, the radical leftists have taken it over for the most part. There are still moderates out there, but not as many. And, you know, so then let's look at Trump's problems, Trump's challenges. You know, the campaign has been just a narrative mess. It really has been. They were prepared to run on an economy that collapsed, and they haven't been able to recover. I'm not saying that they're doing the wrong things. I'm saying the campaign. Okay, the White House, I think, is doing the best they can, and they're making some great strides. But the campaign is still reeling. They're still banking on a rebound, which they should assume that it won't happen. They should assume that the second wave of the surge in coronavirus is going to keep lockdowns going to keep the economy tanked. They need to start figuring out a better narrative. And I have ideas, but I'll save that for when they call me, which I guess they probably will at some point. We'll see. That's the rumor, at least. Anyway, yeah, Joe Biden, funny guy. This, just add this to the list of clips. I know it went off on a very odd tangent or a long tangent, but so be it. That's my prerogative.